Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Hey, I think we have a first time here this morning. I've never seen one of our kids sitting on the floor in the back there. He's helping us out this morning, serving us. Yes. But we are so glad to see all of you here today on this 16th Sunday after Pentecost. And we've gathered together as the community of faith. And if I so boldly, I don't usually do this, but I've been thinking about this more. I should start saying good morning, church, this morning, because we are the body of Christ and we've gathered in Christ's name and come to experience his blessing in our lives. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about flourishing. And I may take a few weeks. I don't know how long it'll go. It would be 2 months if I took it up to Advent. Talking about flourishing in our lives in different aspects. And so I'll kind of lay the foundation for that today. But it is so good to see you, and we want to welcome those that may be listening online later in the week. And so as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. God is our refuge and our fortress.
In God we place our trust.
When we are weary,
God lifts us up on wings like eagles.
Come before the Lord with joy and singing.
God is our hope and our salvation.
Well, let's join together there this morning and sing that hymn, Count Your Blessings, hymn number 82 in the hymn book this morning.
When upon life's billows you are tempted, tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Count
many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and it will surprise you as the day go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings he cannot buy, your reward in heaven or your on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, they will attend. Help and comfort with to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Thank you for singing the chorus correctly, since the internet doesn't know what the words to the songs are, so that was my bad. Let's join together there for our opening prayer. Awesome God, you provide for us a place of belonging, a home in your presence. Safe in your grace, we open our hearts to you and your word of life. Speak to us, transform us, and empower us with your Spirit for service in this world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. invite our kids to come down if they would make their way.
to flourish, to bloom, to pop, to make a difference in our world. Don't you just love it when you see a pretty flower? Don't you want to go up and smell it and see if it has a smell? Or maybe mom wants to take a picture of it because it's so pretty. Yes. Guess what? God wants us to bloom and flourish and bring happiness to other people. Now, what happens when we're sad? What happens when we're sad? We have to remember of what God has made us for. It's flourish. And we have to remind ourselves, yes, we can be sad at times, but we also have to remember that God made us so that we can flourish. And hopefully that will help us to smile daily in and be a good thing to somebody. I saw you smiling a lot yesterday. You know that? Yes, I did. In fact, I saw all the kids that were helping out yesterday were smiling. I don't know if that was a good smile or an ordinary smile. Maybe it was both. And that's okay. All right, you guys can go on downstairs this morning.
All right, as they're heading down this morning, we are going to go to our time of prayer, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we pray this morning. Somebody this morning.
I have a friend who has a tumor, and they're going to find more information out tomorrow.
Okay. Do we want to keep it anonymous? Okay. Yeah, so we want to remember that friend that has a tumor. And I want to pray for that one. Somebody else? Yep. Okay. Unspoken this morning. What else? Yep. Unspoken? I said, what else? Who else? Yeah. Yep, way in the back there. Okay, help me with her first name.
Her name is Veronica.
I was going to say Virginia, and I thought, no, that's not it. Yeah. Ronnie. Yes, Ronnie. Yeah. We want to remember Ronnie then in our prayers this morning. Yep. Somebody else? Yep. So we want to remember those kids this morning with that and that family with the loss. Yeah, that's never easy when it's back to back like that, is it?
Some of Trinity and Melissa.
What?
What? Trinity and Melissa.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to name the names of bus kids. Yeah, I don't think that's proper. So at least this is okay, but I don't want it to go out on the recording. So somebody else, yes.
A couple weeks ago, he is in rehab in Dayton, Rio, which is right across from Miami Valley. I'm hearing he's going to be released on Wednesday to a family who lives in Tip City, whose home is geared for handicap.
Can you share his name?
Scott.
Okay.
Weicker.
Okay. So we want to remember Scott in our prayers this morning with the stroke and going through rehab. Yes. Yep.
Unspoken.
I thought I saw another hand or two. Yep.
Bob Bowman is back down in Miami Valley. I understand that his heart acted up again. And they've really been asking a lot of prayers for him. He's not that well, I don't think. I'm not sure.
Yes, and his daughter had posted asking for prayers on Facebook. And what is that, Molly? Yeah, Molly, yeah.
And Kirk family had a loss this morning. It's my nephew, and we're not, they're in the process of taking care of him right now. So.
Yeah, that's Carrie, who usually sings in the choir with us. Carrie's brother, yeah. Yeah, so we want to remember that family, the Kirk family, in our prayers this morning. Somebody else? Yep. Yes, it is. And some, you're not the only one. Some other people were talking to me about that. And that's that alternative community that God calls us to be as the church in the world. And to show that light. And that, yes, very much so. Yes, very much so. Somebody else, yes. Okay.
And then also, Joy was talking to Ellen Barnes. Now, she and Jack are still having issues, but and we need to put Hunter back because we have him as a Joy, but he's back with the pain.
Who's this?
Hunter Barnes.
Hunter, okay. That's good. That's good. Thank God for that. Yes. Somebody else. Yes.
I just want to thank everybody for thinking of Doug when he went on his honors flight. He had, it was most memorable. I had some problems with the president causing their flight to not come in at Andrews because he was going out to Arizona. But he had a wonderful time and met other people, and when they come home, the base gives a wonderful welcome for all the veterans. There was 160, and two of them were women veterans.
Yeah. Yes, and it was. I saw it multiple places on Facebook, including Wright-Patt Air Force Base, and all of them that were involved with that. Yes. Yeah, so it was a wonderful thing. And it was great to see the pictures of them over there amongst the monuments and everything in remembrance and all that. Yeah, somebody else. I'm missing anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Don.
Prayers for the Miller family.
Miller family. Was there somebody lost there in that family? Okay. So we want to remember the Miller family then this morning. Yep, and I think Jody, yep. Yeah. So we want to remember those that are traveling, and for Brooklyn this morning as she's recovering. I know a few of you know what that's like, and I know what that's like to have those kidney stones. And whew, yeah, I don't wish that pain on my worst enemy. So I don't really have any worst enemies that I know of. But, somebody else? Anybody else? All right. Well, gosh, we got a bunch of people to pray for, and lots of different names there. And And maybe some of those will come to your mind, or maybe there's somebody that you've been praying for or thinking about or something else, a situation or whatever it may be, and you couldn't share, but you're welcome as she plays there to quietly talk to the Lord this morning and lift up whichever one of these come to your mind, and then I will close us out this morning. Lord, we just thank you for your grace and your goodness in our lives. We're grateful and thankful for Jesus, who leads us in the way of the right path and the way that is just and good and kind and making a blessing in this world that God calls us to be, to bless and not curse. Lord, we're thankful for all of those things in so many different ways and what you're doing. And we're thankful for the Holy Spirit who empowers us and helps us to live this life. And when we struggle and suffer and experience pain, that the Spirit empowers us to keep on keeping on, no matter what we're facing, and gives us courage and strength in the middle of it all. Thank you, Lord, for all of these things. And thank you that we can bring our prayers and petitions and thanksgivings before you as we lift up the ones that have been mentioned today. We lift up this one that's a friend with the tumor, God. We ask for your healing grace there. For Ronnie, Lord, with this spot on the lung, God, we're praying that they'll come back and it'll be a good report. It won't be cancer. And Lord, we pray for these kids on the bus who lost these loved ones here the last couple times. And Lord, we think of the Miller family also, and the Kirk family today with the loss of these loved ones. Lord, we pray for comfort, for peace, for strength today. Lord, we just look to you and ask for your courage, and we trust you, God, in the midst of loss. It's never easy, Lord. And Lord, we lift up Scott, who's recovering and in rehab from this stroke. We ask for your healing touch, and for Bob Bowman this morning, God, asking for your touch and strength in his heart, Lord. And for Charles, Lord, with his heart issue, God, we ask for healing there. We pray for those that were traveling, the family that's has the break on the service, and for Jody's siblings, Lord, and as they're traveling, God, Lord, we ask that you would give them mercy and be with them and protect them and keep them in your care. Maybe others that from our own community of faith that might be traveling, Lord, and bring them all back safe. Lord, we lift up Hunter to you, God. We ask for your healing touch, and for Janice this morning, God, for recovery and healing and strength. And Lord, we lift up Brenda this morning, Lord, as she's going through those chemo treatments. We just ask for strength and healing, Lord, and God, that you will just be with her, Lord. That's so hard at times, and we just ask for your touch upon her today. Lord, we lift up those on our monthly list, Lord. God, we ask that you would continue to bring strength and healing and protection and your grace and your hand to be with them in the midst of all the things that they may be facing at this time, Lord. God, thank you so much for our community of faith here and that spirit that we sensed yesterday And as we laughed and joked and teased and worked hard, and God, just thank you for that community that you give us. It's the fellowship of the Spirit in our lives. And we're grateful and thankful for that, and that you call us to be that in our world today. And Lord, we're so grateful for all that you're doing. Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of our service. As we break the bread of your word this morning, may you just encourage our hearts and strengthen us and build our faith and help us to trust you and to believe you in the midst of everything that we face in this world. And then, Lord, we pray for Sadie, God, your special touch upon her as she's going to be baptized after the service this morning there up at the Patton's Pool. Lord, just bless, fill her with your Spirit and empower her with your grace as she makes that commitment today. And we just thank you for all of these things and how you're blessing. I was just thinking this week of how many we baptized this year and the blessing and all that's going on, God. You're so good to us. And we just ask that you would continue to lead us and guide us and use us for your glory. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with us this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you for your faithfulness. And as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Well, let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Gracious Father, thank you for calling us into your circle of generosity. As we offer our gifts to your service, may they be a blessing. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, we're going to get right into it. Our scripture reading is coming from Psalm 92 this morning. Psalm 92, as we begin this series, and we're going to be reading verses 12 through 15. The faithful will spring up like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Those who have been replanted in the Lord's house will spring up in the courtyards of our God. They will bear fruit even when old and gray. They will remain lush and fresh in order to proclaim, "The Lord is righteous. He is my rock. There's nothing unrighteous in God." That is our scripture reading this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us. Amen and amen. I think I've shared this a long time ago, but I'm going to share it again. A little boy was in a relative's wedding. As he was coming down the aisle, he would take two steps and stop and turn to the crowd, alternating from one side, the bride's, to the groom's. And so here's what he would do. Step, step, roar. Step, step, roar. All the way down the aisle. Well, the crowd was near tears from laughing so hard by the time he reached to the front. The little boy, however, was getting more and more distressed from all the laughing and was almost crying by the time he reached up to where the group was. When they asked him what was wrong, he sniffed and he says, "I was just being the ring bearer." Oh, I thought that was funny. Jim bowed his head, so you didn't see the expression. Come on, where's my Jim Pences who loved corny jokes that I would share? That's probably about the last time I shared that one. I want to talk to you a little bit about flourishing, the flourishing life, but today specifically, I want to focus in on talking to you about flourishing like palm trees. When I was 6 or 7, cannot remember, somewhere in there, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, I just can't recall. We traveled one summer to California to the National Gideon Convention. My parents were state officers at that time. My dad was one of the high-up state officers. And so he needed to go to the National Convention, and it just happened to be that we drove all the way out to California. I can remember, I think that might have been the time when Dad said, "If you guys don't cut it out back there, I'm going to pull this car over." And we all knew what that meant. But when we were out there, I saw, for the first time in my life, palm trees. And I drank coconut milk from a straw where they had drilled into the coconuts. And they had cracked open the coconuts, and I got to eat my first ever coconut, straight from the nut, so to speak. Our reading today talks about the faithful planted in God's house. I'll say this a couple times. What's the psalmist talking about there? Talking about being planted in God's presence. And we can maybe say it like this: a life of that is based in worship, in the word, in the sacraments, and in service. And the psalmist says that those who are planted in God's presence will flourish like healthy, strong useful trees. And in this case, the psalmist compares it two ways, the date palm trees and the cedar trees. Now, these are not just cedar trees like you see in your backyard. These are the cedars of Lebanon that were way up there. So kind of for a minute, think about the red forest trees in California. And because when we were out there in convention, we saw those things and I was just amazed. And there was one where the base of the tree was so wide, they had cut out, some of you seen it, and there was a car sitting inside there that it could go through. Huge, huge. And the psalmist goes on to talk about bearing fruit into old age. So let's talk about this aspect of all of this. So we're going to begin, obviously, with flourishing. Flourishing. I got to start this off by talking about what we mean by that. Now, you heard me a little bit. I talked to the kids about it a little bit there. So you got a little bit of the gist of it there. But we were created to thrive. That is to live fruitful lives. The Hebrew word there means to bud, sprout, blossom, as I was telling the kids, and flourish. So let's think about that for a minute. If we're pondering that word flourish, we might think of growing, thriving, prospering, or we might think of it this way, health, vitality, and strength. Now, I don't know about you, but there's some aspects of that that's been always happening in my life, and there's some aspects of that I need to kind of grab a hold of right now as I'm getting older in life. That health and vitality and strength. Someone defined flourishing like this, quote, flourishing is a state in which the effects of a person's life, mentally, socially, physically, spiritually, materially, are good. And in Scripture, there are three scriptural words there. If you happen to have the sermon outline, you see them, and I'll tell you what those all mean. There are three Hebrew words, well, I take that back, two Hebrew words and one Greek word that are foundational for human happiness. The first word is shalom. Now, you've heard that. You go anywhere in the Middle East and they will say shalom to you. It means may you be well, may you be good, may you be filled with peace, may their wholeness be a part of your life. That aspect is one key thing in Scripture for living happy lives. The second one is Ashrei. And this is found in the Psalms when it says, blessed are those who don't walk in the counsel of the wicked, but their delight is in the instructions of the Lord day and night. That word there, blessed, is what comes from that Ashrei. And that means fortunate. Or blessed. It's a result of what God has done in our lives, and we can call ourselves blessed or fortunate. There was a chorus that I learned as a teenager in the church that I was going to at the time. I don't know if this was a Gaither song or not, but it went like this. I am blessed, every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed, I am blessed. Now, think about that for a minute. Think about if you walk around or sing that song every day, it's going to start changing your perspective. Even when you face hard times, even when you face difficult times, it's going to change your perspective. And you're thinking about that. And then the last word is zoe, which is the Greek word where we get God life, eternity life, or you're more familiar with eternal life. And that's what God gives us through Christ. All these aspects of our lives, these words there, these ideas, these notions, are important in Scripture for us to live happy, satisfied lives. Jesus speaks about it in different ways. The main way he speaks about it is abundant life. You know, I have come that you might have life and that more abundantly. Or listen to these words from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 19. It says this, taking hold of life that is really life. We can live, but it could be miserable living. Could be struggling all the time. And Paul told Timothy that there's a life that's really life. And the good news this morning is that God invites us to experience flourishing. The psalmist then compares the faithful life, the flourishing life, to palm trees. And I'm going to share three things with you this morning about the traits of the date palm tree. The dates palm tree, or the traits of the date palm tree. First of all, the date palm trees are strong and flexible. Strong and flexible. They stand tall and straight. The date palms in the Middle East stand about, they can stand as tall as 65 feet high. Now, listen to this. But they bend. They bend. They don't snap. We around here see all of our trees. What happens when F1s come through? Or something of 50, 60, 70 mile an hour winds come through? What happens? Branches are falling off, breaking off. Sometimes whole trees break over and fall down. But palm trees bend. They don't break. They're flexible. They can withstand, as we know of in palm trees in the U.S., they can withstand hurricane force winds. And the psalmist tells us that when we are planted in God's presence, in other words, God's presence is our source for life and service and strength. We can stand strong and confident and be flexible in life's storms and not rigid. Because how many, we all know what happens when something's rigid. Breaks, snaps, whatever you want to say. And guess what? God doesn't want us breaking or snapping. God wants us to bend and flex. And I know if you're one of those that works out a lot, I need to do some more bending in life. So I can get around easier. Are you guys out there this morning? Are you sleeping? I don't know, Jim. Maybe everything's falling on deaf ears. I thought some of that was funny, but the one time I thought about taking up yoga to help me to be more flexible in life. Strong and flexible. Date palm trees are rooted and enduring. They grow and are fruitful in the hot, dry sands because their taproot goes deep and draws from hidden sources. Travelers tell us on the northern border of the Sahara Desert, under the Atlas Mountains, which separates the Sahara and the Mediterranean Sea, that area, in other words, where no other form of vegetation lives because of how dry it is, there are groves of palm trees flourishing in the midst of that, bearing fruit and giving shelter from the blistering sun. And you know what? Throughout the ages, there have been palm tree people who have drawn from the hidden resource of God's presence and have survived in impossible situations. Joseph in Egypt, Daniel in Babylon, Esther in Persia. And what Paul refers to in one of his letters, and if you read past it quick, you'll miss it, the saints in Caesar's household. That tells me, when I read that, there were Christians in Caesar's palace. And I'm not talking about in Las Vegas or wherever it is, New York or Jersey or wherever Caesar's palace is. I don't know. Rooted, enduring through whatever. And then the last, as I already mentioned, date palm trees are fruitful. Fruitful. As long as we keep drawing from our source, God's presence, we never stop growing spiritually and we keep on bearing fruit. This is an interesting statistic. I ran a little interest here. Some of the date palm trees would bear as much as 365 pounds of sweet dates a year. You know what that is? It's about a pound a day. And to a weary traveler crossing the desert, the sight of groves of palm meant shelter from the blistering sun, sweet food, and the invisible water somewhere. Probably they had to dig for it. And when I was thinking about that, I thought, I wonder what people think of us when they see us. Are we sight for sore eyes? Are we a shelter in the heat or storm? Are we sweet in the midst of our own struggles in life and refreshing to others, helping them to see what God offers us? You know, given of what I just talked about there about flourishing, let me ask you a few questions. Would you say that you're flourishing in life? Now, normally, most of us flourish in some ways, but not in others. So are we flourishing more in certain aspects of our lives than others? If so, why is that true? When we hear that God invites us into a flourishing life, what do we picture that to be? What would flourishing life look like for you and I? God invites us from the young to the very old to experiencing a flourishing life. That's how it starts and begins in what God has for us. I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to invite us to pray this morning, or I'm going to pray together this morning. Let's do that. Gracious God, thank you for inviting us into a flourishing life. Thank you for the promise of Scripture that the faithful flourish like palm trees and grow like the cedars in Lebanon. Help us, Lord, to learn how we can accept and live according to your invitation to flourish. And as we do, may you receive the honor and glory. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a couple minutes there and greet one another, and then we'll close out there singing that little chorus, Spirit of the Living God, this morning. follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. We're going to sing it through twice this morning.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh.
Oh, let's sing it again now.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go forth with confidence in your hearts. May our lives flourish as God's presence blesses us with grace, strength, flexibility, and fruitfulness. Amen.